The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Why the focus on riches as opposed to any other attachment? You remember the verse in Scripture that says, "Money is the root of all evil." And I believe it states that because it's one of the most difficult things to become detached from when a person has it. St. Jerome said, "Once one gains riches, they are so difficult to despise." For years I've heard one time that it was said that there was a gate called the Eye of the Needle in Jerusalem. And I've wondered that for years, and I finally looked it up this morning. St. Thomas Aquinas confirms that, and he says this: that gate, it was a narrow gate, and it was also a low gate, so that when camels would approach — now a camel traveling to Jerusalem would be packed up with treasures, with gifts, etc. It would have to be divested of everything that it was carrying, and then also stoop down to enter into the city. And Thomas Aquinas says, it's the same for one who is rich. They must cease to love their riches in order to enter into the kingdom of God. But what is the reality? Our Lord wants us to be detached from everything. He desires that every one of us could say with Peter, "Lord, I have given up everything to follow you." Is there anything in our lives we can say, "I have not yet surrendered that in order to follow Christ"? If so, there's something he still desires us to give. Just recently, I was reading a comparative study between St. Therese and Blessed Mother Teresa. And I close with this, because they both talk so much about surrender. Therese used the term abandonment. She wrote, "Abandonment is my only guide. I can now no longer ask for anything except that God's will may be perfectly accomplished in my soul." Mother Teresa would say it this way: total surrender means to offer him our free will, our reason, our whole life in pure faith in order to be possessed by him.